Log Talk Radio.
I took quarter water, stole it in bottles for $2. The Coca-Cola came and bought it for beans. What the fuck? Have a baby by me, baby. Be a millionaire, I write the check before the baby comes. Who the fuck cares? I'm stanky rich. I'ma die trying to spin this shit. Southside's up in this bitch. Yeah, I smell like the boat. I used to sell dope. I did play the plot, now I play on boats. In the south of France, baby. Sandro Pay, get a tan. I'm already black. Rich, I'm already that. Gangster, get a gang. Hit a head in a hat. Call that a little rap shit. Fuck the chit chat and the bake up, bake the bread. A barber, I cut your head. A marksman, I spray the lead. I blood clot chocolate. Do not fuck with the kid. I get biz with the cig, I can where you live. You dig? I get it. Yeah. I run New York. I get it. Yeah. I run New York. You can call this my new shit, but it ain't new though. I got rid of my old bitch, now I got new hoes. First it was the Benzo, now I'm in the Enzo. Ferrari, I'm sorry, I keep blowing up. They call me the cake man, the strawberry shake man. I spread AR, make your whole clique break dead. Backspin, head spin, flatline, you're dead then. Nine shells matching, who wanna get it cracking? I was young, I couldn't do good, now I can't do bad. I ride back the new Jag, I just bought a new Jag. Now nigga, why you mad? Oh, you can't do that? I'm so forgetful, they calling me cocky. I come about the jeweler, they calling me Rocky. The ice on my neck, man, the wrist in my left hand. Bling like blow, you like my style. I'm headed to the bank right now. I get it. Yeah. I run New York. I get it. Yeah. I run New York.
Yeah, I walk the talk and I walk the walk. Like a Teflon dog, boy, I run New York. When I come out of court, yeah, I pop the car. I keep it gangsta, how y'all in London talk.
I get it.
They know who these gags about me here. Tell y'all I'm about my bread.
I get it.
Run the world of gags about me here. Tell you they love it.
I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
I run New York. I get it.
Yeah.
I run New York. I'm back on the streets, man. I'm bringing the heat, man. I'm on my grind. Like all the time. Trying to stop my shine. I'll cut my nine. Don't get out of line. I said, don't get out of line. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
One, two, one, two.
Hey. 1-2-1-2, boy. You sound good in my ear. How's everybody doing?
I'm doing
much
good.
Better, much better.
Hakim, boy, you done came through the storm. I'm so glad to hear your voice. I don't know what to say.
Oh, thank you. I also want to shout out
the big boy's birthday, too. How did he turn?
13.
Yeah. Oh, he's
13.
A teenager.
Yeah, officially a teenager, and the next one is May 5th. He'll be 16. So, yeah.
Wow. Well, happy birthday, King.
Yeah,
okay,
thank
so.
Thank you.
It is April the 21st, 2021, And we back on the scene. We was going to do HubNet news, but we need to go ahead and break this down, this verdict, finally, after almost 12 months of waiting to see what would happen to this police officer that killed George Floyd. Before we get into it, though, Darius, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay, so before we get into it, I just want to touch bases here real quick of what happened here in Columbus, Ohio, real quick. So the body cam, y'all having conversations about that, about these teenagers fighting at somebody's house? And how far is that from where you are?
I'm Dayton from Columbus, based like 45 minutes, hour away from me.
Uh-huh.
Last night, because I had a very busy day. After watching the verdict, run a couple errands, I heard about it on Twitter. Then I said, let me go on my Instagram page because usually they have the whole video. I seen the video late last night, but I seen the protests in Columbus. And I talked to my cousin of mine, and they said it happened down a few houses down from where she lived at. But let me just say this. If anybody going to have issues with this, let me tell y'all something. On Facebook, people are divided on this issue, but this could have been handled much differently. That, from my perspective, because you didn't have to kill somebody with a knife, but I've seen other things where they handle what I call double standard. Let another, like a white person, do the same thing. They try to tell them, put the knife down, or get, worst case scenario, get the taser out. They just, instead of getting the taser out, just trying to calm the situation down, getting more backup, wouldn't have been wise to say, hey, get the taser out, make her drop the weapon, we can sort everything out
to include George Floyd's situation could have been handled differently. But what I want to know is, what's the story? There was a girl, the one that got shot, she was 16, right? The girl that got
16,
shot was 16. the one that was getting jumped? Because I seen from the body cam, I seen grown-ass men kicking her in the head and all that kind of thing.
If anybody should have got shot,
you got a big old dude sitting up there, all these people jumping his, they should have been, you know, the cops should have been telling them, y'all need to back up. She could have ran down the street. As long as she wasn't coming at the officer with no gun, I don't really even think. She looked like she was coming after. I don't think she even paid attention to that officer coming up.
No.
You know?
She didn't even see it coming.
He shot her from the back. Yeah, she shot her in the back, pretty much, from the back. Because when, there's a lot to this. The police are immediately releasing body cam footage. They're not telling us who called 911. We're hearing from the crowd and the people who were there saying the girl called 911. But the police aren't confirming it. They're very vague. They're very hush-hush on a lot of the details on what led up for some reason. But they quickly released the body cam.
Why release the body cam so fast then? If they only
PR purposes.
It's PR. It's the, hey, this was a clean shooting. And one of the screenshots that, like, it's right. I'm literally looking at it now on CNN's website.
I am too.
Pink girl. The pink girl's against the car, and all you see is this girl in front of her with a knife about to stab her. So, and when you and so that image right there is to this is for the prosecutor. Don't waste your time prosecuting this case, you're going to lose. Right? Because if a person has any form of a weapon about to harm a third person, you have the right to shoot. The captain or chief or whatever was said that today in the press conference. Cuz one of the news reporters said, "Listen, you couldn't use a taser."
That's what I was about to say.
And he said, listen,
you had to kill him?
But here's the thing.
That's all.
But here's the thing. Well, they don't have to. The law says that they could use lethal force when you see lethal force is used against someone else. If this girl was like me, I got tased 7 times to bring me down. So if a taser don't stop this girl from stabbing this girl, then it's the cop's fault. So he went to look. Darius is right. There's an argument here. Not even an argument. This is a good debate. Because
if it had been a white person.
Well, let me just say this. Well, I got to somebody try on my Facebook page to argue with me. I said, but wait a minute. You don't know. Let's wait till this whole thing comes out and he prejudged mint as usual. And I said in a nice way, let this whole thing play out. Then let them other people tell their story. Because I'm going to tell you something. Columbus is going to be ready to burn. And I'm just going to be sitting here in Dayton. I said, just get ready.
That's what my last question was. How do you think that they're going to respond to this? Because we're at a point we really don't. My whole thing and my personal thing is, knife or not, I'm just sick of it. And it always ends up with black people getting killed. She's a teenager.
Well, yeah.
Kids fight. These kids, he could have. And then if from what I can see on the camera, he wasn't the only officer there. I see another officer over to the left from his body cam, and he's looking at him like, damn, you had to shoot him? He didn't know what to do. He was looking back and forth.
Let me just say this, and my condolences to the family. And this is going back to, like, Dante Wright. All these teenagers being killed, has anybody forgotten that Mother's Day is just a few weeks away and they got to bury their child?
No, they don't care about that.
Another topic.
They don't give a damn. Here's my thing. Hold up now. You got to let me speak. If I've been saying this for the longest, I don't mind you protest, but I said go one step further. You economically boycott. You don't like what's going on? And I got friends, family I know from school in Columbus. I said go ahead and economically boycott. Because it ain't no point.
That's what needs. We should have been did that. We should have been
they
did that.
I wish they would have done that
suppression.
Last year in the protest and don't spend not another penny in the white stores and increase your money in the black business. And that's how you get
and
the white people's
attention.
And because
of voter suppression.
And I dare anybody to call me on that and debate me on that. And I'm ready.
You're right about that. But going back to this, because I know you're in Ohio, and I said I was gonna pick your brain and see if you had the inside scoop of what was going on for these girls. Were they jumping her? Because we see these kind of fights all the time on Facebook and stuff like that. They be throwing down, right?
Fight video.
And beating each other about their clothes. So
for
what was so different?
Stupid.
The part that bothered me the most is before he shot her, is that grown-ass dude kicking her in the head. That's the 16-year-old girl that got shot. So if she's running around there trying to stab somebody with a knife because everybody, that man and two other females or whoever was trying to jump her, then she's justified.
From what I gathered, she was fearing for her life because I think the four girls was about to attack her. My cousin posted, we talked late last night about she called the police, and instead of protecting the servant, they just gunned her down. Now, I'm going to tell you,
Not one step further.
Them other four girls, they need to answer some questions because they're held responsible in this too.
How about the adults standing around there?
I've been saying for the longest, old school parenting needs to come back in this country, but I know it won't because you got too many of these parents being stalking their kids.
No. It's worse than that.
It's
worse than that.
You have a lost generation. You have a lost generation of young people out here today.
Yeah, it's a lot worse than that, y'all.
Go ahead.
Like I said, I can't speak for y'all. Y'all live in different states. I'm living in Ohio. They're going to be protesting. If my suspicions are correct, there's going to be get ready for potential rioting, and the governor of Ohio needs to go. That's my personal opinion, but that's a whole nother topic and a show right there why he needs to go. Because there's stuff he's doing about this COVID numbers, and he needs to go.
This is really becoming, I don't know. I thought after the get into George Floyd. I thought after the verdict, because I have been having off and on sleepless nights just thinking about this week in regards to what's going to be the verdict and just having, just like they said, it would, up until they started saying it on TV, I'm like, am I having anxiety? Is that really? I got so much going on. And when I think about it and start thinking about what's going to happen or how many people are going to be affected by this and how we're going to respond to it, that's what the part that where I had anxieties, and more than likely it's not going to be good. So probably worse than all the other protests that we've had. So that being said, I thought last night I was going to be sleep good after that verdict. And actually I didn't. I woke up out of my sleep and was thinking about this girl and just thinking about when I talk to Darius tomorrow, what's the inside scoop? Because it's becoming, I was talking to my best friend, it's becoming an everyday thing with black people. Right. Is George Floyd is just one case of many, and it's the only case of those in some time that the police officer was held accountable. So
let me say this about the Floyd
this kid, right? Go ahead.
You're talking about the verdict. Yesterday, they announced they come with the verdict. I said, okay. I was honestly preparing for the worst, because I said one or two things are going to happen. They're going to probably get him at least on one of them charges, or they're going to acquit him on all of them. And I was prepared for it, because I didn't watch much of this case. So I said, they've been down this road before. And I said, okay, for the sake of it, I'm going to watch it. And by the way, after I get through this, there's a situation down in Knoxville, Tennessee. I'll give y'all some info on that too. But
something just came breaking news.
This happened in Knoxville, Tennessee. I guess it's a week ago. Mm-hmm. But I'll get to that in a second. But back to the verdict. I was watching it, and I said, okay, around 4:30, play quarter to five. And I said, okay, I'm gonna just sit here. And when the judge read guilty on the first charge, guilty on the second, and guilty on the third, I was in shock.
I was too.
Because I said, to me, he's one of the very few officers that actually get prosecuted and being held accountable for what he did to a young, unarmed black person. One of the very few. And I just seen the people in Minnesota. They were in tears. It's bittersweet for me. It's bittersweet because you know why? I put it on my Facebook post. I'll share it in the group. I think about Trayvon. I thought about Gardner. I thought about Breonna Taylor. I thought John Crawford here in Beaver Creek who got killed at Walmart. And I said, if this could have been solved years ago about Rodney King, if they would have done the right thing about Rodney King in 1992, I guarantee there have been a reform and there have been charges against police officers against black people. But they didn't do this. And now they're talking about the Police Reform Act, and that's going to be difficult, but I believe it's going to pass.
Well, I was going to get to that.
And Candace Owens getting on my nerves, too. I said, she said another ignorant statement, Tom Bell was a wrong girl. I said, are you that stupid?
It was Candace
Owens.
You
on that Fox News?
Yeah.
It was Candace Owens.
What a piece of shit.
Candace Owens.
She's another Trumpite.
She is the black version of Hannity on Fox.
Okay. I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Oh,
what'd
my
she say
God.
Now?
She
what'd
said,
she say?
I can pull it up right now. Let me pull up what she had
to
say.
What did she say?
She said in an interview last night with Tucker Carlson about active voting. Candace Owens.
About what?
This is about George Floyd. She says, she said, and I quote, claims that Derek Chauvin's guilty verdict is about mob justice. I'm like,
about who? What the heck is a mob justice? What's she talking about?
Because they were, in her words, they said the reason why they found him guilty because they were afraid of a riot. And she says,
who was
Candace
afraid?
Owens
the
tells Candace Owens tells Tucker Carlson Derek Chauvin's guilty is mob justice, end quote. And they win for bullying Democrat. I said, what does the Democrat Party have something to do with this?
Right.
I mean, damn.
Anybody sitting up there on Fox talking to Hannity or Tucker Carlson or whatever his name is idiots. You know, you go over there. Your purpose for interviewing with them is to come with that bullshit. If you come in with some real shit, they not trying to talk to you no way. You know what I'm saying? Not surprised.
And here's another quote she said about the 16-year-old in Columbus. I'm just looking at this one. She said Makia Bryant was, and I quote, trying to butcher another human while she was killed by the cop.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's,
really?
And that is
let,
the
let
argument.
Me tell you something. let me tell you
let's
something.
See. Let's see what happens to you if somebody coming after you with a knife. If you
let's
coming
see,
after somebody with a knife.
Let the roles be reversed, and let's see if she's in a situation like that, she'll change her tune. She acts black, but she's white. She's trying to be all up in the white people's behind and stuff. But I tell you something, the Fox can cut her off anytime like they did Diamond and Silk, and she'll be looking for another job.
Ain't nobody going to employ her. They had what's the little white girl that was the what you call it the lady the little black girl with the blonde hair sitting up there telling those lies for Trump that she was having a hard time looking for a job. She over at Fox now because that's the only person that's they automatically go over there. They got nowhere else to work. Nobody else wants to put up with her.
Fox,
I forgot
Fox
her name.
Is just the one that's paying. They're the ones who's paying the most. But there's Candace Owens their other Republican shit rag, they call a news channel on cable access type thing. They want her, but Fox pays more. So, I mean, bottom line is nobody gives a fuck about Candace Owens. That's why she's over there and nowhere else. And her opinion means nothing. She's the founder and creator of Blacks and Latinos for Republicans or whatever the fuck. Bottom line is she's an idiot. She gets grinded up whenever she comes out of her Republican bubble by the so-called liberals. They all rip her a new one on her Twitter page. But at the end of the day, she's just another pundit. No one takes her seriously. She is nothing. It's like taking a poop and turning around and having a conversation with the turd. So
people like her and the idiot that's about to go to jail, Gates, they are all
Matt
trying Gates. To jump, get into, the, trying to get up in this, trying to be relevant. So they get on Fox and all these different social
Trump.
Media and saying stupid stuff so they can be relevant, you know. Being
Here's
relevant,
Jim,
it puts
Jim
a couple
Jordan
of more zeros, get you some more followers, and get you some more change in your account if you're running around here saying stupid stuff. You know, that's what Gates thought. He was a nobody. He's still a nobody. And knew he was in trouble and was standing up. I said to myself, why is this dude going against, over at the GOP, showed up in her city with that bull crap?
Liz Cheney.
Right. Why is he going? I thought somebody actually paid him, but. You know, that whole thing with trying to be relevant, all the Republicans and these young generation GOPs, you had Boehner on there talking about his book and how they idiots. It's all about money. It's not about – it's no longer about the United States. So I'm not surprised.
So we
or any laws that need to be passed.
we have to recognize there's something going on that's behind all of this. The GOP, after the last election, they know that they took an ass whooping. They know that corporate entities are pulling money away from them. They know they won't have Trump again. Trump is a cash cow, and he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar, and he has to give back over $130-something million to his. So ultimately, they decided we don't have many arguments we can win or we can rally our people behind, so let's go after the culture wars. That's why you hear so much of cancel culture, and you see them talking, they're going back to the Joe Biden's letting immigrants in. Things that Republicans, mom and pop Republicans, will get up and go vote for you for, they're going back to those things, attacking the transgenders, attacking the gays, attacking, you know, all this shit. Look at Florida. They passed the law, the No Rioting Act. You know what I mean? Those are the kind of things that they want to put out there in front of their voters because they're getting ready for 2022. They're not waiting. So they're out here. Right. Everything they went after the sister in California for what she said about the case. Even the bullshit piece of shit judge.
Here's the thing, 2022. I'm gonna just be on record. I don't think Republicans are gonna win next year. Rand Paul's not going to leave. It's tough to win in Kentucky. That's been a red state for years.
Kentucky,
way in hell.
Just like Texas need to get off their ass. They need to get – it's too many black folks down there not to be doing something.
Well, the thing is
Kentucky's
you angering more people.
So,
back to the verdict.
Okay.
Hakim, we haven't heard from you. About your thoughts on the verdict and where you was at and what you were thinking prior to the guilty, guilty, guilty verdict.
Well, first I'd like to say I was wrong. You know, I've said many a times in the last few months that I didn't think he was going to get booked, and I'm happy to be wrong. My feelings towards I'm so happy they got justice for George Floyd. But much like some of the other black activists out there, I'm not going to scream absolute and complete victory over the overall war. That was a battle. We got a war.
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be justice
for this
young lady? You know,
I don't think we
need justice for other places. And we have to remember something. This stuff is happening in small pockets and multiple occurrences. It's a national thing that's happening locally. We need a federal law that when this shit happens, somebody else reviews these cases outside of their local jurisdictions.
Right.
So I'm thankful. Let's just say this. Let's just be thankful this was a jury trial.
Yeah.
Because if this wasn't a jury trial, this outcome would have been much, much different. Much different. But I'm very happy. I love seeing the behind the scenes of the Floyd's brothers. I was monitoring Al Sharpton's Instagram at the time. They were happy. They were jubilant. They were jumping. You know, the family was like, okay, not too many families get justice.
So
they reached out to other families. Emmett Till's cousin and everybody brought everybody together. My thoughts on it is that I too was wrong, and I didn't think that I actually thought he was going to walk. I didn't think he was going to get anything. And it's just like what everybody else said. You know, everybody else has said when they were interviewed and talked to that this how many people's families didn't get justice, and the cops didn't get no time. You know what I'm saying? So the one that killed
Philando Castile.
Philando Castile, his ass, he didn't even lose his job. He's
still there.
And stuff like that. So my thinking, and then you got the right kid, the little kid, the female police, she's not going to get no time either. She's not going to get no time. She resigned so that she could keep her pension. before she can get fired. You know, 26 years in, we're talking about Chauvin to include her in the same city. We're talking about police officers. He was a training police officer. He had been with the 19, 20 years. She 26 years. We're not talking about no rookies here. You understand what I'm saying? My whole thing with Chauvin was he didn't look like my whole thing with Chauvin is he looked like he was this when he was on George like that, he looked like he had done this before. You know what I mean? Like it was nothing. He wasn't afraid to be filmed. You know, the audacity. The nerve.
Oh, he was smiling, so he was getting off.
Yeah, he stood, you know, like he was, people driving by could see it. Like he wasn't trying to hide or he was just like, boom, what y'all going to do? That was the arrogance of how he killed George was really like that stayed with me. Like, you know, those, and he wasn't worried about that older black man that told him, "You at the end of the day, you go to your family and we need to go to ours." He didn't care. And only time that you're that arrogant and you are okay, that comfortable with doing something like that is because you've done it before.
And remember, what else did he say to that old guy? I thought he was on, he was on something or something.
Mm. Yeah,
and what did they base their entire defense on? George being on something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had a large heart, had drugs. I'm like, what does this have to do with your knee on his neck for almost 10 minutes?
Because they didn't have nothing else. What else?
They didn't have nothing.
Right. Right.
Nope.
So now the other thing part about it is what one of the I thought I was gonna remember his name. Activist said was one of these organizations is. While it's a victory for the family, you know, how many regular people are in this situation is going to have a prosecution team like that, right? They went and found the best people, forensic, the arteries, the lungs,
mm-hmm.
those doctors, the specialists. They not pulling, if I was, you know, me and you or Darius was in this situation, all them folks are not going to be able to show up on our behalf. He had, the defense didn't really have a chance. He was trying to, and then at the very end, he was trying to get a mistrial because he was, you know, he already knew that it wasn't going to go in his favor. So my point is, you know, it's not just because, you know, a lot of people saying, oh, this is it. Like, you know, if a cop shoots somebody else or, you know, they do something wrong, they're going to be held accountable. Not necessarily. And I felt that the idea is to feel that would be the right thing that would happen, you know, justice. But not necessarily, especially when all those people, that's why that attorney said if you're called to serve, you know, that's what he was saying when he got up there and spoke with the attorney general. If you're called to serve, you need to go ahead and serve because ain't nobody going to be able to help these black people out like we did for George Floyd, basically, is how I took it. And he's right. You know, that's, I don't know, the state, you know, them paychecks was high, and they had all them specialists in there testifying. Man, come on, you know, in a real trial like this and all the ones that where they've gotten off on top of that, against a police officer, you know that don't normally happen. That's not the norm.
When they read the verdict, it felt like it was like the O.J. trial. Came by the young generation that remember that trial because they didn't have no social media back then. The only thing you either had the radio in a car, boombox, or you had to hear it on TV, 1 to 2. And when they found O.J. not guilty, I'll never forget Johnny Cochran was the only one celebrating. There was dead silence in the courtroom. And everybody across the country was celebrating.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And but the thing that it reminded me of was when, you know, his kid, what George went through was when Rodney King got whooped. When Rodney King got beat down like that, we had camcorders back then. We had no social media. And those
white
cops
man actually recorded.
Yeah, they had. Who was? They was way up on the helicopter, right? They was down, looking down on this dude getting beat up by five or six police officers,
beat, and they beat the crap out of them.
After that, I thought to myself, oh, there's a black man is never going to get, if cops get off for that, not one of them cops was held accountable. All that kicking and, I mean, for a long time they was beating the shit out of Rodney King. And now
well,
when those cops in California got held accountable, it was then.
They tore LA up.
I was much younger then. Yeah, but my point is I was much younger than it was then when I realized, oh, black people, we pretty much screwed. Those police,
yeah,
when they didn't
like
get those police, yeah, yeah. So that being said, what, you know, I wanted to talk about the verdict, get everybody's feelings on what where they was at and what they were feeling at the time when the verdict came through. So what are we going to do going forward? Because I ended with that we're not going to – you, the average Joe is not going to have the A-team, you know.
No.
We can't afford that. And nobody's going to come and testify on our behalf, even though they should, you know, they're not going to do that. So what is it that we – aside from the legislation that needs to be passed, pulmonary, I finally got the word out, the legislation that needs to be passed in regards to police reform, do you actually think that that's going to work? Do you actually think
yes. That
a police officer is going to look and say, oh, I can't shoot you because if I do, I'm going to lose my job or I'm going to go to jail? Because from what I can see from Fernando Castro, from the little boy that just got killed, even the little girl that just got killed, I mean, the 16-year-old is this guy. Them police officers are reacting to fear.
Oh,
they
by
see
the way.
Black people violent, and they asked, except for George, he wasn't violent. Because I think if George had been violent, then it would have been a different outcome. You know what I'm saying?
By
the
way,
dude,
the city of Columbus, about the 16-year-old, they were talking about, I think, about police reform in the state before mm-hmm. that incident happened. Just want to give you FYI.
Okay.
And
okay.
When
that's
my my cousin, we talked about this. She said, this is not in the media. She said it took hours to pick up the dead girl's body in the neighborhood.
What?
This is what this is what the media is not telling you. These are the people lying. It said that it took them hours just to get the coroner to pick up the body. And, and she told me that, no, wait a minute. She said that she also told me that one officer stood on at the top of her body and said, Blue Lives Matter.
Shut
now, you
your
don't.
Mouth,
all right, let's back up for a second. There's a lot of gossip coming out. Got to be careful.
You told me.
There was a cop there
be
who had the.
That's what claimed.
There's a cop. That's exactly. Let's not. Because the actual facts was that a cop who wore a mask that had Blue Lives Matter, and there's actual pictures of him. There's some other facts.
Okay.
When the little girl got shot, when she got shot, they immediately tried to revive her. They did life-saving measures. It is absolutely normal, and I know this from my own eyes, seeing people get shot in New York and Chicago. That's the standard. You lay there until the CSI team comes, until the coroner comes and all that evidence has to be preserved.
Right.
Your body will lay there. There's someone who's on the line listening tonight who just went through that 2 weeks ago, who had a loved one laying in the ground for every bit of 9 hours until everything got resolved and they picked them up. The only time that they scoop you up fast as if they're trying to save your life. But if they presume you dead right then and there, it's over. You've got to stay until the coroner office or the people who works for the police department and the state and counties to come deal with your body.
Right.
Derek says something that reminded me of something. That I wanted to make sure I bring up. This is beyond a parenting issue. This is a black people issue. Because there's something that gets missed on all these conversations about this young lady now. There was a bunch of black people fighting a bunch of black people. There was a bunch of people trying to attack this little girl. And then there was a bunch of black people surrounding, watching. Just 2 hours before this show tonight, I'm literally watching two girls fight on a corner. We're watching as I'm walking by because I'm not standing around recording and looking at that shit because I'm trained. I'm from Philly. We trained. Don't stand in crowds because guns pop out. And two girls are fighting. There were men my age standing around with recorders in their hands. So
it's going to be on social media. It's on social media
in their
already. 40s.
40s and 50s. This is a black people issue. You know what I mean?
I have
a cousin over there in Dayton somewhere. Lost track of her, but she's over in Dayton. And she's calling me saying that there's two guys and four girls standing outside her house waiting to beat her ass over something she had nothing to do with. So this is a hood issue. This is an issue that when you, I don't care where you live. When you in the hood, you got ratchetness and you got stupidity. So
ignorant.
What, to answer your question, what's next? We have to be more like the sister that the sister that recorded, George Floyd, Darnella Frazier. We have to be, because at the end of the day, she needs to be recognized. Fuck them prosecutors. You know why? Because that's their goddamn job. When we shouldn't be patting prosecutors on the ass to do what they're supposed to do. They weren't lawyers for the Floyds, but they were lawyers for the state. That was the feds, the government, the ones we told not to sit. They did their goddamn jobs. So so because they did it against a cop, we're celebrating. No, fuck y'all. Do your goddamn job. We want y'all to do it every time.
That's,
and then
that's
shout out
I've
to the new
saying.
Attorney General. The new Attorney General,
and that
he just released today.
Part of that
they
team,
are investigating
part,
that state. Y'all hear me?
They investigate
the Attorney
what
General.
Yeah.
Maryland Garland,
because he was rejected for the Supreme Court, but he's the Attorney General.
He's the
Attorney
General.
I heard him this morning.
Right, released today. That he will
and he's
be
investigating what state?
The state where Minnesota, where George Floyd was killed, and the cop grabbed the wrong. She thought she had the taser. That bullshit. So, to answer your question real quick, Janet. Some of the things we need to do is we need to be more like Darnella. We see it. We pull out our phones and record these cops. Stop recording each other fighting. Mm-hmm. Record the cops fighting us. Two, elect people like we did here in Philly. We elected Larry Krasner twice. You know why? Because this man came flat out, showed us his resume, history and civil rights. He marched with Martin Luther King, and this motherfucker sit there and has a history of defending blacks. And he said, when I become DA, if a cop shoots a black person and shit don't look right, his ass going to court. And he's kept his word, and it's terrorizing the Republican Party. So they're trying to do the best to get him out of here in May because he has indicted multiple cops. So some of the things we can be doing is making sure we got a support system in place that is going to give us fair protection like they give the white people, and elect those people, vote for those people, support each other. You see a cop bending over a brother and pretzelizing, turn him into a goddamn pretzel, you put your phone and record it. You speak out.
Right.
So, I mean, there's things we can definitely do. And again, like you said, boycott.
I've said I've been saying it. Economic boycott. And call the day. That's what I'm doing. I said, is this the way it's going to happen in Columbus? Because I said, this is not the end. This is just the beginning.
Right.
Not just for the young girl in Columbus, in Minnesota, down there. We haven't even heard about Ahmaud Arbery's trial. I haven't even heard not one word about what's going on down there. I get a feeling something's going to go down
dude,
in Georgia.
What happened with the dude, the cop that shot the dude running at Wendy's? I haven't heard nothing about that either.
Oh, about Rashard Brooks. I've not heard anything. I've not heard anything about that. Not one update. I've been, you can even search on Facebook. They ain't got not one word on that. But it.
Wow.
But yeah, but like I said, just do the economic boycott. It's just that simple. Now, I wish it was that simple. I said, don't spend
The problem is, we don't stick to just like Hakim said, we need to stick. We don't stick. But 85% of the problem is we don't stick together. You know what I'm saying? We just don't. We haven't for a long time. And until we do, we kill it. You know, somebody made reference to the fact that, oh, black people, we so in the uproar when a white cop kill us. But we killing each other every day. Right? So until we take a stand on that, you know, look at the idiot that killed Nipsey. Like, stuff like that
Nipsey
just don't make no sense to me. You know what I mean? Somebody that's trying to do something and give back, that didn't make no sense. Black on black crime. We can't blame no cop on that one, right?
No.
It's just that kind of thing just really, it really is discouraging. You know, there's a lot of nonprofits out. There's a lot of different agencies out that's trying to fight, you know, for rights and voter suppression and doing all this stuff. But then it becomes discouraging when we already dealing with each other, killing each other. But, you know, then here we go with police officers, and we want another race. Although this, regardless if it was a police officer like Ahmaud Arbery's, they wasn't police officers, you know. And so white, you know, it can be said that some white people may feel like, shit, y'all killing each other. They don't know, ain't nobody gonna care.
That's not true.
You know,
it's,
we have to come together. I'm looking at these two girls fight now. I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna wreck it by saying this. It was a different time back in my day. But back in my day, you know, we used to fight. We went, you know, I ain't innocent. But we didn't have camcorders, and we used to fight each other, and we go home.
That's
so,
like,
I mean,
when I was in high school.
If you press charges, I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't be working where I'm working right now or whatever with all the fights I've been in as a young person. You know, this is not, in other words, the point I'm trying to make is this is nothing new. But at some point, we have to stop it. We need to really what was that girl? I would like to know. This is why I said, let me ask Darius. What was this? And when I say inside scoop, what was the girl being jumped from about? If I find out that they
were
jumped behind messing with some dude, behind some dude, that's
I have a classmate of mine that's a preacher. I'm going to probably talk to him about this. I may be in the minority, but I think it might be a social media beat.
This is just my
speculation. I don't know if this is true or not. I think it's a social media beef about them, and it's going to come out. If it does come out.
Oh, man. Come on,
but
black
I'm sure
people.
It's out now. It's just you got to find it in the right spot. I'm sure it's out there, you know, because, you know, you got to understand with young people, and I'm not going to sit there. Again, I can't put some stuff on young people. This is a people thing. There's a saying.
It's a parent thing.
Up here, there's a saying up here in the North, on site. They say it in New York. They say it in Jersey. They say it in Philly. Drop your location. It's on site. I can't tell you how many people I know are dead now from the on site concept. That means I don't get, no matter where you are, who you're with, when I see you, it's on. Now, it's on could mean I'm running down. I'm swinging.
Yeah, it's like that.
It can mean I'm swinging, stabbing, or shooting. And I know people in Columbus. I got people in Columbus. I got a whole ex-fiance in Columbus right now.
I got a classmate, family, friends in Columbus. So
if you drop your location, why would you drop your location if you know somebody's coming to kick your ass?
Because these guys are fake tough guys. You know where I be. You know where I'm at. And they do
the
Instagram
tight.
Live.
They bully you on social
Instagram
media.
Wise.
Think they all that.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's stupid nonsense. And we don't know the details of why this young lady was out there fighting off two girls with a knife. And there was a man
in somebody's crib too. Was that her crib?
So,
or did she show up
it's
to date
spilled
crib?
Outside.
Well, it was
she,
outside.
She came from around that garage, which is right from what I can see the front door. I'm thinking that she's coming out of her house with this knife. And there was a cop in there like, stop, stop, stop. That's how she came out running out of there with that knife.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier in the show, this could have been handled much differently if cooler heads would have prevailed. If we had actual parents that acted like parents that told them kids, get the houses right now. We don't have time for this. But instead, you got some. No,
some of us ain't right. Them people was probably,
some of these parents today, they want to spoil these kids with these latest iPads, Androids, cell phones, instead of getting them tough love from day one, and you still got stuff going on.
Nah, that they ain't got nothing to do with it, Darius. Let me tell you something.
No.
I raising teenagers and still
it's
dealing with teenagers
time.
And up until the time they're in their 20s, right? One of my stepdaughters called me, telling me she's about to beat a bitch ass at work. And I said, I wish the fuck you would. She's 21.
Mm.
And
that's
I know, I raised her. They're twins.
It's not
I know,
like
I,
it was.
I raised
when we,
them.
What are we so
the,
mad
the,
about? What
but,
are
but,
we
but
so
here's
I
the
used
thing.
To be mad too?
We're always mad when we're young. We just don't stay that way because we grow up. There is some truth to what you're saying, though, Darius. There is some truth because social media is not the devices. It's what's on the devices. Social media has tampered with our social upbringing.
Yeah.
Right? Our kids, I even had to have this talk. My son's birthday was yesterday. I had to have this talk with him. He was born with a gadget in his hand. But I make sure that he understands the value of life, the quality of life, how to knowledge of self, how to be thinking, be the best person you can be. I try to instill that in him. But these kids nowadays, there's a saying, the chicks are the new niggas and the new niggas are the new bitches. That is a whole thing. There's T-shirts.
But
the dudes are emotional and they don't know how to fight, so they shoot.
Yeah.
No daddies are going to teach them how to fight, so they shoot. And the girls have to be forced to learn how to fight. Why do you think we saw more girl-on-girl
fight
videos in the last 5 years than ever before?
Hey,
so
there was a fight video I seen on Twitter about these people. They were fighting at a Waffle House in Georgia last week. I'm like, what are y'all acting up
and
for?
And it'd be like 10 or 20
it's
of them.
It's on the white
too.
Folk.
Yeah. Oh, and real quick, about the Rashard, what's his name, in Atlanta?
Rashard Brooks.
He got killed by the cop?
Yeah,
Brooks. Mm. All the lethal uses of forces cases are held up because the district attorney who just got elected, there's some stuff going on with her. So they're trying to get some of those cases transferred out to a different district. So that's why. So this is more politics. They want her to recuse herself, and she's trying to figure out which ones to do. And the feds are looking at her. And there's all kinds of crazy shit going on. So Atlanta is held up with those kind of cases.
Oh, man. Meanwhile, that officer is still working, huh? He's gonna keep his check.
That's what I don't know.
No, the officer that killed him, he was fired within the 24 hours.
Oh, he was? Okay. I
remember that, and they protested. But like I said, it's social media. Some of these teenagers and these young people today, they post stuff on there about so-and-so, and they get offended, and that's when the BS starts.
I didn't know that about him. You drop your location, so you talking shit.
Yeah, it's like that.
Oh, it's whoopty-woo.
And that includes on Instagram, the Twitter.
Dad, come and see me.
And they can't even spell right on their neither.
McDonald's next to somebody that's to drop their location, and now you get.
Man, let me tell you, my stepdaughter, my son that I birthed yesterday, his older sister, one of the twins. You know, the father of her 2-year-old girl, he's gone because of drop your location, and. Dudes was, you know, Instagram beef, and he, like, you know, he dropped his location. I'm here where I'm always at fucking Royal Crown Chicken, a place where he took my son on many occasions, right? A place where if my son wasn't with me that day, he would have been with him because he usually goes and buys food for the family when he gets off work on a Sunday. And these dudes getting at him, and it just so happened I had him that Sunday. Dude's talking trash, and he does a little quick video. I'm right here. You know where I'm at. 20 minutes later, they went where he was at, and I've watched the video footage of him getting shot on the news in Delaware County, the suburbs of Philly. So it's real. It's real to them, and it needs to be real to us. This is what's going on. If you're not talking to on a regular basis to the young people, you should start, because it covers you. Because if you don't know what's going on with these young cats and you're around these young cats, there's shit going on right around you, and you're going to get caught in the mix.
Right. I'm always talking to my nephews and nieces.
We school.
Yep.
Yeah. We school.
Yeah.
We know certain things to do when shit gets real. So, and I teach all my kids that's under me, like, yo, when you see this, you do that.
Right.
You know,
right.
I have a 21-year-old son living in
too.
Scranton.
Yeah.
The rules are different from it because he lives in Scranton, Joe Biden's hometown, and everything's quiet up there. The biggest the biggest problem they may have is who stole the lawn furniture. They don't get shootings and stabbies, but there is a lot of the goddamn Dixie flags hanging up there. A lot of Trump supporters that live up there. So I have to teach him different rules.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if he could survive living in Philly. Because he's been up there for so long.
Right.
So everywhere is different, but it's the same system, the same ecosystem.
Right. Right.
You know, super violent for no
goddamn
reason, and super emotional.
Next week's show, I think we need to talk about these fights that these kids is having. I don't see how we're going. I'm going to come up with some research here and see what we're going, how we're going to address this, because this is. We got a
videos.
Whole bunch of people who wanna chime in on that. They kids out here in society fighting, especially these little girls.
Well, again, the last five
that.
Videos I saw was grown ass people. And some are fighting.
In a Waffle House fight, I seen a dude beating a brace off his female. I said, what the hell? If you were in Ohio doing that, I said, I know females 10 times better than him that will beat the brakes off of him, and he'd be lucky if he survived. Believe me.
It's
ridiculous.
The rest of them shooting, and it's about to get worse because they trying to pass these laws with these guns. Where here in Texas, where you can walk around and you don't need no license, it's already open carry.
Absolutely.
So
it's
about to get worse.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Well,
so anyway.
Well, when I rule the world, I'm selling Texas to Mexico for $4.50 in a fucking chalupa. So.
Shut up.
And Florida's getting sold to Jamaica. It's gonna be an ad. I'm sick of
Cuba.
I'm sick of these goddamn.
Cuba, take it.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're winding down. We appreciate everybody listening in. Feel free to join us and keep the conversation going in the social media groups, Shoebox Talk, HubNet. Online radio, we keep the conversation going. And like Darius's group, you got something going on in your city, in your town, we communicate about everything else. We need to communicate, let us know, drop a post and with some information so we can research and find out what's going on. And we'll keep, if it's good, if it's important, and more than likely if it's important for us to talk to, it might be a show topic where we can get you the folks to call in and talk about it. And we got to keep the conversation going here on Shoebox Talk.
Yeah.
HubNet online radio. Y'all, it's 24/7. Any shows that you miss or you're interested in listening to the 3 years' worth of shows, feel free to click the link and pick a show, live music, as well as the Jubilee Affair with Pastor Dante and the CME Church down there in Detroit. We appreciate all y'all listening in. And you got a show topic that you want to hear, drop something in Hakim Nuba's inbox or my inbox, and we'll research it and see if we can't get it popping.
And my group is protesting for major changes for now and in the future.
Yeah, we keep the conversation going.
We are out of time, guys. We're signing off.
Okay.
Everyone have a great week.
Yes.
All right.
And a safe weekend, y'all. Please.
Yeah.
Yes.
God bless.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.